And this time on Culturefile, Rob Long is here to pour us another martini shot. And for his latest epistle, Rob has been weighing the currency of his world, laughter in all its denominations.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot. I have a friend who was once on a plane with serious mechanical trouble, emergency landing kind of trouble, fire trucks on the runway, weeping in the first class cabin, that kind of mechanical trouble. And as they were coming in for what they hoped would be a safe landing, the flight attendant tried to get everyone on board to join in on a little chant. "We're gonna be okay," she chanted, clapping along rhythmically like this. "We're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay." And it never really took hold, apparently, and people went back to their quiet sobbing and their compiling lists of people they plan to haunt from the other side. Or at least, that's how I would spend those moments. The plane landed safely, but my friend told me later that the darkest moment of the experience wasn't the pilot's announcement that they were all in serious trouble or the woman in the next row who completely lost it, but the flight attendant's chant, "We're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay," which was when he and the rest of the passengers knew that probably they weren't going to be okay, and the whole experience was so much worse because of the flight attendant's cheer. And at some point, my friend just started to laugh. It suddenly struck him as hilarious. Gruesome, maybe, dark, certainly, but he just couldn't stop laughing. He laughed uncontrollably all the way through the bumpy and terrifying landing. He laughed so hard that his fellow passengers were irritated with him for disrupting their shrieking panic. "Your laughter was really inappropriate," the flight attendant hissed at him as they finally disembarked. "I'm so sorry for ruining your near plane crash experience," my friend said, "but I just couldn't help it." And that's the great thing about laughter, and the big reason most of the funny writers I know got into comedy in the first place. It's involuntary. It erupts. That's what we say. The audience erupted into laughter from some reptile part of the brain, which is why what we laugh at is often some sort of embarrassing thing, some bodily function or politically incorrect joke or unmotivated tantrum or an airplane heading for disaster. We laugh despite ourselves, which is just another reminder that it's not something we can always control. Unless we're in the comedy business, we can control it. For instance, there's a rule in comedy that we call the rule of three. If something happens three times, something explodes or somebody gets hit in the face or someone has to say something embarrassing or emotionally painful, and it happens three times in a row, then it's funny. It's probably not funny the first time. In fact, usually it's a lame joke or a silly pratfall. And the second time, it's even a bit tired. But by the third time, well, that's part of the joke. Can you believe we're doing this again? Comedy writers, especially those who work in collaboration with a lot of other writers, work very hard to smother their laughter. The trick to being a successful comedy writer is training yourself never to laugh at another writer's joke. Just acknowledge it, stone-faced, and mutter, "That's funny." Whenever I've heard a bunch of writers in the writer's room erupt, that's the word again, into laughter, it's always been over a joke or a line that simply isn't allowed on American television, or for that matter, in decent society. The way to get a comedy writer to laugh, uncontrolled, unmitigated laughter, is to say something so shocking, so over the line, so legally actionable that he or she just can't control it. It helps, I guess, to be on a plane that's about to go down and to have a desperate flight attendant telling you that you're going to be okay. "That's funny" is a sign of professional approval. It means that I acknowledge your talent and skill in coming up with a great line, but I refuse to feed your pathetic and grasping ego, which I know you have because I have one too, by laughing at your line. So instead, I will mutter, "That's funny." Of course, writers tend to be diabolically resourceful when it comes to this kind of thing, and so over time they've developed an even more aggressive way to withhold approval. We call it the courtesy laugh. Someone says something funny, and you just give it a little courtesy laugh. It's actually devastating and very cruel, so only use it on your enemies, which, as we all know, are, in a funny way, also your friends. And that's it for this week. Next week, we go to great lengths to avoid a topic. For Martini Shot, this is Rob Long.
And Rob will be back with another Martini Shot next week. In the meanwhile, why not make a visit to the Lyrics site where you can find more Martini Shots and lots of laughs.